You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Well, good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday.
Hello.
How are you today, Ari?
Bit tired, but flying.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Anything special happened yesterday that has tired you?
Yes, I did a lot of exercise.
Oh, did you?
A lot of road tripping around the region. Oh. Well, around Newcastle in particular. But yeah,
nice. What was your favourite bit?
The lollies that I bought at Big W.
It was like a shopping day for you, was it, or something?
Oh, no. Well, today is a shopping day. I was just doing some research.
Pre-shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, research.
Yes, I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, all right. Mm. Keeping the powder dry. That's all right.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Great. Mm-hmm. I saw the fattest magpie yesterday.
Eating too many worms.
I don't know. He's just a chunky boy. He's just like waddling more than walking. I was like, geez, you're doing well at life.
So he's just literally just kind of like, do-dum, do-do-do-do, like walking along the pavement.
Honestly, I wish I had that music in the background to watch him walk because it was just so funny. I don't know why, but he was just, he's just found a great source of crickets or something to eat or worms, like he says.
Maybe he's gone down to like Nobby's Beach and eaten some free chips and gone, I'll have some of those, thanks.
It could well be. I mean, whatever he's doing, it's working for him. He looks happy enough.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Who am I to fat shame a magpie?
I don't know, chunky is a great word.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I've seen this video this morning. A town in America has been absolutely rampaged by a bunch of bulls. So, there's this video, right? It shows 8 bulls actually escaped from a rodeo in Massachusetts on Sunday after plowing through a chain link fence.
Oh my God.
Going all the way through a parking lot and barreling through a bunch of people in like market stall, I guess, what do you call those things? Tents?
So it's basically Markings. Like, the Spanish running of the bulls.
Yes, but they were escaping a rodeo. And they're like.
But with different accents spoken in the background.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
A lot less chorizo.
Go get them bulls. Yeah, crazy scenes though. Apparently it took them all day to round them up though. They were going through the town.
What chaos.
Yeah, exactly. So like there was emergency services putting posts out and telling residents, please be aware that there
are bulls on the loose.
That's
angry
it.
Bulls on the loose.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, we had the Stroud Rodeo over the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Glad that that didn't happen there.
Yes. I mean, can you imagine the chaos in Stroud?
If they I think people would love it in this country.
So do I. Yeah, it'd be a different vibe.
Yeah, you got all of our cowboys like, let's round them up, boys.
Let's go.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This story reads like a bit of a work of art, in my opinion.
Okay.
So we learn the story now of Sheba the grey seal, who was found with a bit of an eye infection in the mid-70s. 1974, they found Sheba the grey seal.
Wait, she's still around?
Yeah.
Holy dooly.
Yeah, she's... And she lives in this, like, animal sanctuary in southern England.
Lovely.
She's very well liked by the public. People come just to see Sheba. She's been around so long, right?
Yeah.
But she's become very lazy over the years, right?
Oh.
Reluctant to learn any new tricks and won't even be rolled over for inspection sometimes to, you know, they got to check on her belly, flippers, tail and teeth. It's like your head, shoulders, knees and toes of seals, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to do any of that. She's got to have these, like, drops in her eyes because she had the sore eyes back in the day.
Mm.
Sometimes she'll accept the medicine, but if she doesn't fancy it, she just waddles her mottled fur body away and splashes back into the pool. The plunk.
Just not today, suckers.
I'm having no eye drops today. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, she's heard that she's famous, and so she doesn't need to do all this work, this extra checkup.
Exactly what it is,
Queen
right?
Queen of Sheba.
If we ask her to do any behaviour, this is a quote from the handlers, it's all on her own sweet time, and she'll definitely let you know if she's up for training or not. Not up for it today, love. I'm going to go back in the pool. The plunk. Right?
Wouldn't it be funny if she just turns around one day to her handler and just kind of slaps them over the head with her feet and is like, no.
All of that has definitely happened. It was her birthday the other day for the 50th, right?
Wow.
They had a brass band And they even had a big purple triple layer cake made of ice. And on top, it had her name on it and the number 50, several hearts. And then it had a small fish poking from the top. She went up, snatched that and jumped back in the pool. The plunk.
She doesn't care.
Doesn't care at all.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Now, this little memory has popped up. It was quite a few years ago, but apparently, according to reports, a group of Russian lawyers actually planned to sue the company Warner Brothers over the resemblance between Dobby and Vladimir Putin, the Russian president.
This is so bizarre.
Right?
What? Who, I guess, is paying these lawyers? Why are they doing it?
Look, it's all about,
protecting intellectual property?
I guess so.
How can you say that Dobby, I mean, they do look kind of similar.
They do.
But Putin just looks a bit like a villain. You can't help it.
Well, he does. Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets, so that's the second film, actually was released in January 2003. And afterwards, months after, reports emerged that several of these lawyers involved within Russia were planning to file the lawsuit against the producers for the insane reason that he looks like Dobby.
This is crazy. Can you imagine this gets into court, right? What is it? Well, how's this going to play out?
I don't know. But, like, you know, reports suggested that the CGI character actually had some uncanny resemblances to Putin. I guess maybe the eyes, maybe a little bit of the nose, the skin, floppy ears.
Look, the skin is definitely there.
Dobby has
that sort of, like, I don't know. It looks villainous. It's villainous skin shared between Dobby, Putin, and Dutton.
Well, I can confirm that it never actually went through. Okay, they tried, but it didn't stick.
So, which court was this in America? Were they trying to sue? Like, surely not in Russia.
Don't know. Doesn't say.
Oh, that is so bizarre. All I'll say is sometimes lawyers, I feel like they're trying to create their own work. Because, you know, maybe...
What do you mean?
Like, they're not busy enough, you know, let's try and get our law firm into the news by taking on some absurd case like this.
Mm.
There's no way that was ever going to pass muster.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I'm completely obsessed with the new show on Netflix.
It's what are you
called
watching?
The Perfect Couple. So this is just a mini-series, I want to say. So it's all about how when a lavish wedding, you know, a rich family, basically.
Sure.
This woman's marrying into a rich family, or at least tries to. But it ends in disaster before it even begins because a body shows up just hours before the ceremony.
Like in the... At the ceremony area?
At the house, yeah. It's like they're getting married at the family's house.
Oh,
and it's
God.
On a riverbank. And then, I'm not going to say who, I don't want to spoil it.
Sure.
But someone dies. And before the wedding can even get underway. And it's all about a mystery and figuring out who did it.
Oh,
it's a whodunit.
I love that sort of thing.
But, like, you
what
know
what sort of time period is it set in? Is it modern?
Oh, current. Yeah. Right. So 2024. So it's like, yeah, current day. But honestly, it is probably the best mystery drama that I've actually ever watched.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm only into episode 3.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
How late were you up watching it last night?
I wasn't, actually.
Really?
I did the good thing, went to bed on time.
But you... Because were you tempted?
Yes.
Like, oh, I'll just watch one more.
Yeah.
Because that's when you know a show is good, when it hooks you further than you're supposed to past your bedtime, you know?
I know, but the thing is, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to be absolutely exhausted in the morning. So I'm like, I don't need that in my life, but
fair
I'm trying
enough.
To also, like, I guess, make it last.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. You're trying to, I guess, because a limited series as well.
Yes. Nicole Kidman, yes, please.
She's good in it.
Oh, she's so good.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a must watch from Ari on Netflix.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Around Newcastle, I'd say that most of the time when you cross the road at a pedestrian crossing, drivers are pretty courteous.
Yeah, usually they're pretty good.
Like, I'm just remembering, I don't know, the other day, I wanted to get a couple of banh mi's from the Mayfield Corner Cafe.
Bouffle.
Parked in there and just had to cross the road. And even though I think, that people were just very courteous, they let me cross. It was easy.
Yep.
Not the case, though, in some parts of the world where drivers just blow through the crossings like it's nothing.
Oh, God, they're so dangerous, people. Come on.
Yeah, that's it. And especially when it's a marked pedestrian crossing, you got to let people cross. San Francisco is having a major issue with it.
Mm.
So cops are taking up a bit of an innovative technique, right? What they're doing, they're dressing up in chicken costumes. As in a bit of a why did the chicken cross the road type joke, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So people stop and stare and go, oh, hang on, I'm supposed to stop here. It's a marked pedestrian crossing.
Mm.
Now, they tried this on one street. This is how bad the problem is there. Even with the chicken costume cop there, who was just standing there, like a bit of an actual chicken crossing the road type situation, even with that, in a single day, they caught 40 people.
40!
Who went through anyway and didn't let the chicken cross the road. Or man in a chicken costume cross. Just wow. In one day, each fine, $400. They're not messing around, no. Like letting them off easy.
No.
But it just shows how lucky we are to live where we are here in Newcastle. Because I'm guessing if you're in a chicken costume and, you know, you're down at Bar Beach or whatever, you want to cross the road.
Even Broadmeadow.
Yeah, you're not going to have any trouble, are you?
No.
But over there, look at that. People are just blowing through those things like they're nothing. Pedestrians, it's like they have no right of way there. Whereas in good old Newcastle, pedestrian is king. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I think if you've, like, been around any of the shops recently, you would have seen the fact that there is a new iPhone 16 that's just come out, right?
Yeah, there was a small amount of queuing and chaos, but mostly it's been a bit more calm than usual.
I feel like, yeah, the heat has kind of died down on Apple just at the moment.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What I wanted to do, though, I did find this post online about all the products that Apple has either released or tried to release, but it's been discontinued or they've completely scrapped the idea, right?
Not everything's been such a big hit as the iPhone, has it?
Not even close. That's right. So I think we could just kind of look back over the past maybe 30 years because that's how they've developed over that time. So the first thing that I think we should talk about is this Apple Newton message pad looking thing. So basically what it is, it resembles an old style Kindle, you know, like those digital books.
Yeah.
So it's roughly the size of an iPad mini and it's like a little personal digital organizer. You remember when they were big back in the 90s?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I do remember those. It was, people would carry, oh, I've got my digital organizer with me.
Mm. Well,
you sound boring.
No, it didn't do so well. It had like those little stylus pens.
Yeah. Oh, they were, what a pest. It did nothing.
Yeah.
Basically, it was a notebook that was sort of digital, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
All black and white.
Another thing that Apple tried to release was a quick take camera between 1994 and 1997. It kind of just looks like an old kind of
very early digital
Polaroid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on the earlier side of digital cameras. That would have been cool.
Apparently, also in the late 90s, Apple tried to release a game console similar to PlayStation.
Ah.
So it looks like a Game Boy / PlayStation / everything in between that.
Here's the problem with, like, Apple trying to do a game thing.
Yeah.
They're not fun. I've never thought somebody that works at Apple is going to be a fun person. They're all too serious.
Right.
They're all about, oh, it's got to be sleek. It's got to be designed right. It's got to feel good.
Designed right.
I don't think anyone from that works at Apple I'd want coming to my party.
Yeah.
They just seem like they'd be very boring.
Oh, well, look, they're giving us a lot of innovative products, so
These sound all like flops. All the only thing they've done is the iPhone.
The biggest flop of all, which they just announced earlier this year that it's definitely not going to happen, the Apple Car. So it's like they've tried to take hold of Tesla, Tesla's kind of...
Yeah, the electric car and thought, oh, we'll do one.
Yeah, it looks really cool, like early designs of it, but nah, it's just not going to happen.
That is something I'd be interested in because you don't want someone fun doing your car. You want someone who is a bit boring.
Yes.
Because they'll design it to be safe and work well. That's what I want from a car.
Right, so you would say that you would drive an Apple car?
Yes to an Apple car, no to an Apple games console.
Okay.
That's where I'd draw the line in the sand. Leave the fun stuff to fun companies, all right, and you keep doing the very sleek, plain, boring stuff you do such a good job at. That's my official advice.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. their local ass. And on the air now.
All right, so I don't know if you've seen this, Ari, but the ACCC, who are the Consumer Protection Board, basically, or organisation, they're hooking their claws into Colesworth.
Oh, yes, I did see headlines about this. What's going on exactly? They're suing them?
Well, sort of. This is what they say, that they allege that in many cases, Woolworths and Coles already plan to put products in a price dropped or down promotion before putting the prices up. Essentially what they're saying is they put the prices up and then after a while they put them down again and said, oh, we've dropped the prices, but they're just back to the same levels. This is the allegation. This is the allegation. They're saying up to 500 products between the two of them. Now, whether this, how this plays out, whether they'll get fined or what's going to happen, will be very interesting to watch. I don't personally know if this has happened. And these are all allegations at this point.
I have a strong feeling it could be. That's a feeling, though.
That is a feeling.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have been suspicious of this kind of thing before.
Look, the ACCC is not going to get involved over nothing and for no reason, okay?
That's right. They're not messing around.
That's right. If they have decent suspicion, they can definitely chase it up, and that's what they're doing.
Exactly right. So this will be fascinating to see how it plays out, if there'll be actually any effect or whether prices will just stay up.
Yeah, well, I just think that they need to reduce the price of Nutella because I have a hankering for it this week.
If you can sort out the Nutella first, don't worry about all the other staples that people need, you know, bread, milk, potatoes or whatever they need.
Don't care about that. I just want my chocky dip.
And what size jar would you like to purchase?
350 gram, or is it the 500 gram? Let's go 500.
500. Ari wants the 500 in some sort of price down promotion as soon as possible. Possible,
yes.
UFM. The Novos.
Answering the question, did the hobby get out of hand? Now, this little topic, this little gem of a thing came up, I think, yesterday, didn't it, Creevo? We were having a chat about my boyfriend, Will. Now, he loves Lego, so much so that he has bought multiple sets already in, like, the space of 2 months, not even.
Jeez, so over the last 2 months...
Yeah, what, month and a half, maybe.
Okay, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. I'm not really bothered by that.
Doesn't matter.
How many sets has he bought? What has he spent?
So because he gets the 18 plus ones, because he needs a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're also, he's over the age of 18.
That's exactly right.
So, fair enough.
Yes. And so he's bought probably about five sets.
That's an average of one a week.
Nearly. Yeah, I guess so. You could say that, yeah. But these things, they're pretty big. They're decent in size. So he's got them scattered throughout his house at the moment.
Well, hey, you know, size matters. The bigger, the better.
Yeah.
When it comes to Lego sets, right?
Of course it does.
So how much has he spent? Do you know, roughly, round numbers?
I don't know, maybe a couple hundred bucks.
Jeez.
So like,
in 5 weeks.
Well, just if you ever go into like the Lego store at Charlestown, for example, you see like the big sets, like for example the Polaroid cameras or the Starry Night or the big waves or something like that.
Yeah,
they're roughly like $200 each, $150 to $200.
That's a lot of money. So five, that's $1,000 potentially you spent.
Well, if you think about it, the sets also range between 800 to like 1,500 pieces.
That is, yeah, right.
That's so sensational.
Look, I'm not saying the price per piece is high.
No.
I'm just saying that's a lot of money to spend.
On Lego,
On a Lego.
Yeah. But, you know, it's crazy because he's like, he's already talking about the next project and how he can't wait to look at this, and he's consistently looking at different sets and all the new stuff that's coming out. So he's gotten right back into it.
Are you concerned that this hobby's getting a little out of hand? Is that what you're alluding to?
I'll play the devil's advocate here. I love the fact that he's enthusiastic about it.
Passionate.
He is. And I love that he likes to keep his mind busy and active. But I think it is getting a bit out of hand.
Bit too much.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'm worried. I don't know what to do.
This is what we're doing here. 4967-4105. When did the hobby get out of hand?
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be Lego. It could be a toy. It could be like collecting stamps, or like maybe your partner or your dad or something likes to collect cars or like boat parts or something.
My mate got into fishing. He'd never fished in his life.
Really?
And he decided, I'm going to get into fishing. Within like a few months, he'd spent $4,000 on various fishing gear. Jeez. And his wife was like, shut it down.
<That's> this operation is done.
you've hardly caught a fish. Like, why are you spending so much money on fishing gear? He just got right into it. $4,000 he spent, and his wife shut it down.
I reckon he would have gotten away with it if he, like, brought home, like, a trout or, like, a barramundi every week for her to cook.
Absolutely. But she noticed it out of the account and went, this is enough. All right, this is what we're after. 4967-4105. Did the hobby get out of hand? Dob yourself in? Mm-hmm. Dob a family member, friend, whatever in? All right, in Cardiff South, Matt, when did the hobby get out of hand?
Oh, my hobby's been out of hand for about 30 years. I collect $5 casino chips, and I've got mates and family anywhere they go around the world. They've just got to go into a casino, get me a $5 chip, and bring it home. So
what?
I go into
I'd
have 250 to 300 $5 chips from all around the world, and I walk into casinos with $20, put $20 down, get $4 or $5 chips, put one in my pocket, gamble the rest, and I'm probably out the door within 2 minutes.
I think you've cracked the easy way and cheap way to gamble.
It is crazy. I've got friends who have been over to Vegas and Europe, and I've got a mate who lives in Hong Kong. He goes to Macau and picks me up chips from all these different...
Wow.
And just sends them through the mail and...
There you go. I mean, you
got
know
some
what?
Friends in high places.
That's a good hobby in a way, because it's not too expensive.
No, it's not that bad for
you. And your mates are all doing the legwork for you too, which is not too bad too, right?
Yeah, mail every day. Okay, let's go to Abermain. Hey, Vanessa, when did the hobby get out of hand?
Hi, so it's my son, Ethan. He collects those NRL balls out of the claw machines.
Oh, yeah.
He's got most of all the different teams, but he found a Scooby-Doo one, and he spent $460 till he got this Scooby-Doo ball to go to his collection.
I was going to say, how good is he at these claw machines?
Not very good by the sounds of it. You have to spend that much.
Yeah, he spent a fortune.
Oh, that is too much money on one little ball.
I love it. I think that's fantastic. It's something that I would have done back in the day.
Michael in Wanjee, when did the hobby get out of hand?
About 2.5 years ago. I've been building a man cave.
Okay, sure.
And it's got way out of hand. I've actually even cut out the wife's swimming pool so I could make it bigger. She wasn't too happy about that.
She didn't know it was happening? Just one day you came in with a truck full of concrete and filled it in, or what?
Yeah, she told me I could, and within a week I had it out before she had a chance to change her mind.
Oh, my God. So, like, what sort of things are in this man cave? What are some of your favourites?
All the cars downstairs, and upstairs is like a noise studio and music and theatre.
My God.
So when you say cars, you mean like real cars or like matchbox cars? What's the situation?
Real cars, like Holden.
Whoa, that's super cool.
Living large in one.
Yeah, you are. Now, do you want to reveal round numbers or roughly how much have you spent on this thing?
Probably about $300.
Dollars. Oh, $1,000?
Whoa.
You beat my mate with $4,000 of fishing gear all day. Well, you know what? At least that stuff's going up in value, right?
So they say, but we'll find out.
You'll never sell, though, right? Because you got the good stuff, yeah?
Yeah, you've got to sell it to make money.
Yeah, never sell. Wow, $400,000.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
105.3.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest Deluxe.
More prizes for more local winners right now. This is Lowest Deluxe, our favourite game. How it works, as always, we'll give you a quick rundown. We're going to give you three items. You're going to listen for us from the cheapest to the middle to the most expensive.
Let's meet our next local competitor in Lowest Deluxe.
Yep.
From Lemon Tree Passage, it's Ethan. Good morning, Ethan. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, you know how this game works?
Yeah, my boss played it a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? All right.
Beautiful. All right. Well, should we just jump straight in?
Yeah, let's do it. Ari will be your quiz master.
Yes. Okay, Ethan, your first item on the list today is the Living Nature Smalls Naturally Plush Dolphin from Big W. So it's just a little plushie.
A dolphin toy.
Dolphin toy. Yep. The next item is the Maxim Short Twin Showerhead from Temple and Webster.
Is this like a fancy showerhead?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's Ooh. Pretty spiffy. And then the third item is the Ingham's brand crumbed chicken nuggets, 400 gram pack from Coles. So just a quick little recap for you, Ethan. You've got the plush dolphin from Big Dub, then you've got the twin showerhead from Temple and Webster, and then the 400 gram pack of chicken nuggets. Which one do you think is cheapest?
hang on, Ethan. First of all, do you eat chicken nuggets, as Ari puts it? Are you a chicken nugget guy, Ethan?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you might be across it then.
Okay.
All right. So cheapest. Which one do you reckon it is?
I think it's the nuggets first.
Okay.
And then the teddy, like the dolphin.
Yep.
And then the shower head.
Ooh. It's a twin shower head too. Mm. That sounds fancy.
Lush.
Do you have a twin shower head, Ari?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking. What about you, Ethan? Have you got a twin shower head?
No, I don't. Installed a few of those, though.
Yeah,
okay,
right. You're a plumber, are you, Ethan?
Just a tiler, so...
Okay, yeah, occasionally, like, chuck the shower head in, would you, Ethan? And you're like, no dramas, mate.
I can do it all. All right, so you want to lock those options in, Ethan?
Let's do it.
All right, let's reveal some prices. The 400-gram pack of crumb chicken nuggets from Coles, $5.50.
Mm, not
too
bad.
That's all right. Then you've got the plush dolphin from Big W. That's going to set you back $23.
Oh, you are still in this, Ethan. Mm. And no pressure. I mean, the head and greeter drive-in family pass up for grabs. Right. Car pass.
And then the twin shower head from Temple and Webster.
$214. Oh, yes! That is a deluxe shower head.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's twin head, so you can shower two people at the same time, save money over the long term.
I guess so.
There you go, Ethan. Congratulations. The prize is all yours.
Thank you.
You're very
welcome.
Another local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A lot of people around our region would be well and truly aware of this sound. Unregistered dirt bikes have been a scourge in the suburbs for quite a while now,
yes,
right?
Yes, it has.
So you out at Cameron Park.
Yep.
There's been a few around, right?
Oh, there's been around for years. Like, because we used to have a lot of bush that's just been cleared over the past maybe
sure.
2 years for the new housing estate and whatever, the expansion. But they're still riding around all the time.
And it's often the suburbs where it adjoins the bush. Because
correct.
What happens is people, they ride just down the road and mm-hmm. then into the bush and they do what they do in the bush.
And that's okay.
Sort of. But the way that they ride, like, you can't ride any unregistered dirt bike on the road.
That's right.
But the way they're riding is just so unsafe.
Yeah, they're doing wheelies up George Booth Drive all the time.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
That's been the way for a while. Out in these suburbs that are near bush,
yep.
there's been a lot of these bikes. What I haven't seen until the last couple of weeks even, or months,
mm-hmm.
is these unregistered dirt bikes right in the city. So,
oh, I see what you're saying.
So last week, it was in Hamilton North, Chinchin Street, near mm-hmm. Shout Brewing in the TAFE there.
Yeah, I know where that is, yeah.
I was just waiting my turn to, like, turn
yeah.
Onto Chinchin Street, and this guy looked at me on his unregistered dirt bike.
Oh, here we go.
He gave me a wave, like, for no, I have no, I've never seen this person in my life.
Oh, just a nice little hello.
And then he did a wheelie all the way down to Red Parrot Coffee.
He was trying to show off to you. That's what it was. He wanted an audience.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I didn't wave back. I was just, I mean, there's a school around the corner. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Why is he doing a wheelie like 50 to 100 metres down the road there?
Wow.
Then, I think it was day before yesterday, I was on Maitland Road, just near the Stag and Hunter in Mayfield.
Yes.
Two of them, they were at the lights and they stood up like on their bike
yeah.
just to like look around, maybe for cops, I'm guessing.
Sure.
And then they had a race all the way down to the Maccas in Mayfield.
Oh,
they just
God's
took
sake.
Off and had a race, like cutting traffic, everything.
Oh.
That is real dangerous behaviour.
It's an accident waiting to happen, but also they're extra noisy too, so it like freaks people out.
Well, yeah, and it's just unsafe.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to ride and do jumps and whatever in the bush on your own time
That's
or someone's
great.
Property, I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
I actually don't care at all.
Mm.
But when it's like right in the middle of pedestrians and kids, like the one in Hamilton, it's right near a school there. It's like a
yeah.
primary school. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Find somewhere else to ride your bikes. Like, I'm not bothered if people want to ride motorbikes.
Yeah, keep in your bushes.
Exactly. Just not right in the middle of the city. It's outrageous.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
There's been a little bit of chatter around town about Newcastle set to be, or maybe be, the host city for the 2027 Rugby World Cup.
Oh, my God. One of my neighbours will lose their mind.
Are they rugby fans, are they?
Oh, big time.
Really?
Yeah, we were supposed to, like, meet up for a drink or something the other day.
Yeah.
I think it was Saturday evening. He's like, his wife was like, oh, no chance. He'll be glued to the rugby.
Oh.
No chance. He travels all around just to go and see rugby matches.
Well, this might be his big chance to actually watch it at home.
So good. He'll be thrilled to hear this if this happens.
Well, apparently in the Newcastle City Council Executive's diary, which is publicly available, there's like a meeting about like an expression of interest for the Rugby World Cup. There's also Rugby Australia officials that were in the region this month to inspect various facilities to host it. So maybe it could be McDonald Jones Stadium. It might be number 2 sports ground at the University Field.
Donald Jones Stadium, surely.
Maybe. You just don't know.
I think there's enough tickets that'll sell out, surely, wouldn't it?
Probably not.
Really?
I don't know.
Because I think it will draw people from all around, like not just Newcastle itself. People will come to try and see this. We're talking about World Cup here.
Well, regardless, I mean, it'd be great for tourism for the city as well. 100%. People are travelling for it.
That's what I'm getting at.
That could be a very exciting little event to go to in a couple of years, guys.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Behind the scenes yesterday, Ari, sometimes we have to like fill out forms with when people won a prize or whatever.
Yeah.
Got to write down the phone number.
Yeah, that's how we get in touch with people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, come pick up your prize on Wednesday or whatever the information got to give. I said, just give me that number, would you? I'm filling out the prize sheet.
Yeah.
And this is how you read it out. And I could not believe my ears, right? This was how you read it out. And I made up the number here. It's not the real person's number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll call him Chris from Glendale or whatever.
Yeah.
You went 0404 0404 04.
Yeah, 442.
And I was like, what are you doing? What kind of anarchy is 442?
How is that anarchy? That's just how I read out a phone number.
The correct way to read... just hear me out.
Okay.
The correct way to read someone's number is 0404-0404-04. 4222. Four numbers first, then two, then two, then two. That's the correct rhythm. Why are you doing it the crazy rhythm?
Why are you doing it in a crazy rhythm? Like, that's a crazy rhythm you just did right there.
No, 442 is anarchy. So, I can't believe you do it that way.
I just think that, I think your way is more anarchy because you've got too many in the formation line. If you go down to the 3, so it's like the 442, it makes more sense. It's cleaner to say. It's easier. People understand it more. And yeah.
I couldn't disagree more. And we had this big, like, argument behind the scenes now. Things have calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I said, let's just let Newcastle decide this once and for all.
Yeah.
4967 4105. What is the correct way to bunch your phone numbers?
Yes, when you're reading them out to someone.
Are you Team Ari, you say 442, or are you Team Crevo, where it's 4222. Nice and easy. That's the way it's done. 4222.
Sounds like you're trying to rhyme.
Well, I don't need to because mine's the easy way to do it. All right. 4967 4105. What's the correct way to bunch your numbers? All right. Dan in Katara. What is Dan, we got you there?
Yeah, mate. You got me here.
Okay.
How you doing?
What's the correct way to bunch your numbers?
Neither. It's a 433, guys. It's 433.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you reckon we're both wrong?
Yeah, yeah. 433, it goes really well. I think, like, there's just too many stops and starts for you guys.
Okay, all right. So out of the box here, do we need a third team here?
Yeah, probably.
433.
Okay. Let's go to Karen in Maitland. Hey, Karen, what do you think?
Oh, mine's different again.
Oh, what's yours?
Mine's 3223.
I've got one thing to say to you, and that is...
You are wrong.
That's just outrageous. All right.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Ellalong. Kylie, what are your thoughts?
How is going?
Good.
I I agree with the first caller.
Dan.
Dan, I work in an office, and it's definitely 433 for a mobile number.
Interesting now, that.
I like as well that your evidence is, well, I work in an office, and phone numbers happen.
When you're talking phone numbers all day long.
Yeah.
It's definitely, a mobile number is 433, and then a local number is the area code, and then 4 and 4.
Oof.
This is so interesting.
So much detail there from Kylie. And she does work in an office, to be fair.
I love how everyone's basing off an argument here. They've all got some reason why.
And none of them are completely real evidence, except work in an office.
Exactly.
That is pretty convincing.
All right, wrapping it up with Kyra in Ellimore Vale, what are your thoughts?
Same again, 433.
What is going on?
Oh,
everyone
my God.
Is doing a 433.
I feel like we need to change our ways, Ari.
I think so.
Everyone says 433, except who was it again? Karen.
Karen.
Karen was totally different again. I don't even remember what it was. 433 for the win. None of us are right.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3. This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Oh, I love this. We're giving you the chance to enjoy some of the best experiences and attractions these school holidays. We're going to have three boxes right here in front of us, and we're going to choose a listener to play Picker Box.
And this is perfect timing because school holidays start on Friday. Well, Friday's the last day.
Pretty much, yep.
So you're going to want these activities. The kids will be pestering you. Don't worry, though. We've got you covered, giving you local winners is the free stuff, right?
Absolutely. So you do have quite a few things on the list. I'm going to say six things, six experiences and attractions that you can go experience.
Perfect.
Whale watching family passes. You've got passes to see a movie on the big screen at the Head and Greta Drive-In. You've also got a chance to go and see the animals at the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
Stunning.
So many more. Like,
that's
let's
right.
Just, yeah.
This morning, Australia Post came in with the three boxes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did the signature, took them away. They look good today.
Mm.
Something about a bit shiny maybe. So let's see our, contestant. Let's meet them now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Kylie in Aberglass. And hey, Kylie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. You sound bright and chirpy for a Tuesday morning.
Yes, I am. And you know what? I've just got one thing to say to you.
Yeah.
And that is it goes 433.
Good on you, Kylie. I think that was a general consensus,
It seems like us are the two quirky ones.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, nah, it's 433. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, I love it. Okay, you know how Picker Box works, Kylie?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, it's time to fire up the official music of thinking about which box to pick, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, now, do you feel more insightful now that this is playing?
Of course I do, yep.
All right, well, we need you to pick 1, 2, or 3.
Which box would you like?
2, please.
Number 2.
Oh, box number 2. This is a good one. Congratulations. You have won yourself. How good's this, Kylie? Get ready for it. You've got...
He can't open the box properly, sorry, Kylie.
It's a little bit stuck. No, here we go. It is, in fact... $100 voucher for Revolution Sports Park? Are you kidding?
Yes.
How good is that? Bounce into
that
loads of fun at Revolution Sports Park, Newcastle.
Beautiful.
It is so good there.
Oh, wow.
Now, have you got kids, Kylie?
I have got an older child, but I'm going to be the good auntie that's going to take some of my nieces and nephews down there.
Oh,
perfect.
That is so good. They'll have such a good time. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Another local winner minted here on New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I came across something very interesting on Friday, something I'd never seen before. When I went to take my dog, Molly, the little whippet, down to the park in Mayfield for a walk.
Oh, this is her regular exercise that you do with her all the time.
Yeah, pretty much every day we'll go down there, throw the ball around, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I walk upon what is like a group of people all in a circle... Right? And they've all got, like, a bunch of them had, like, party hats on.
Ooh.
Bell hat. Pretty much everyone had, like, beers or other drinks with them.
Right.
I said, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Bit of music going as well. Some of this sort of gear, you know, a bit of...
It's my birthday!
I was like, geez, you got the tunes going, all birthday-themed songs. I was like, what's happening here? They said, oh... And I forget the name of the dog.
Yeah.
But let's call it, you know, Rover.
Like,
oh, it's Rover's 10th birthday. So having a big dog birthday party.
Excellent.
They had like dog cake. There was like everyone was just there, you know, sharing dog stories. I was like, how have I missed the invite to this?
Yeah, exactly. Especially was, Molly's invite.
That's it. Well, that's the main thing. Yeah. Molly was like, oh, a bit left out. I was like, don't worry, you have a schmacker. And she got over it real quick. But I thought, what a cool community like event to have.
Yeah.
Right there. I've never seen that before, like a public dog birthday where all the dog friends come up for a meetup. Have you seen this before?
I haven't. I have seen, though, groups of people with, like, the same breed of dog, like, gather together.
For a meetup.
Yeah, that's right, like a Dachshund meetup. But, like, I haven't seen birthday parties for dogs before.
Neither have I. So I think we should start a bit of a trend for this. I'll have to look up what date Molly's birthday is because I don't even know. It's not my sort of vibe.
Yeah.
But I reckon, like, the dog, public dog birthday parties, all the dog mates come along.
Everyone in Mayfair.
Well, sure, or other suburbs, wherever you are. There's a big dog park over at Lambton as well.
I'll bring up my fur babies from Sydney.
That's worth the trip, right?
Yeah.
They even had the little party hats for the dogs, which was so super cute.
You have to put a party hat on them.
Absolutely. So let's get more of these dog birthday parties happening, celebrate, and just have a great like community vibe about it, right?
Yeah, who let the dogs out?
Well, good question.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So yesterday, I treated myself to the beach. I decided, you know what, straight after work, I'm going to put my running clothes on and I'm just going to go for a jog around all of the coastline there. So from
the whole
Nobby's
coast.
Beach. No, the Novi's Beach all the way around to Merriweather and back.
Oh, that's a good run. How long is
it
that?
It is. Well, I can do that, including walking distance as well.
I meant like distance. Did you say, are you on Strava or whatever it is?
No, I'm not anymore. I think it's around like 8 to 10Ks or something up and back.
That's a good run.
Yeah, it's solid. Lots of hills as well. But God, Newcastle was turning it on yesterday.
Oh, it was stunning, wasn't it?
I should have seen how beautiful like the water was as well. It's like this beautiful light blue and green. It was sensational. And there was a lot of people around as well just enjoying it. And I went, you know what? I need to track down some swimmers. I haven't owned a pair of swimmers in years.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Well, I haven't really lived near water for a lot of years. I mean,
right.
I did at Wollongong.
You were down in Wollongong, yeah.
Yeah, I just never went swimming down in Wollongong.
I feel like you go through, I guess, seasons of life. Sometimes you're in the swimming zone.
Yeah.
And you're in the beach all the time and then you take a little time off.
Mm.
But we live in such a great city that is so close to it. Why not take advantage this summer?
Well, that's what I did yesterday. I went on a little research trip after I went to the beach. So I'm just like, you know what? I feel inspired. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to find myself a new swimsuit. Still haven't found one yet.
Oh, you're still on the hunt?
I'm still on the hunt for one, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
That's my task this week, to find a good pair of swimmers.
Oh, you know what? I reckon that's achievable. If you dream big, sometimes you can tick these big bucket list items off, and I reckon you've got it in the bag.
Yeah, I just want to look for some sales first, though.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is the trick. If you can find a good deal, it's always good. Miller-Heidke, she's fresh from a 55-date tour of Region Australia in this year and announces the Telling Tales tour of capital cities and select theatres in February and March of next year. She is, of course, an award-winning singer-songwriter. If you haven't heard of her, where have you been?
That's right.
The amazing Kate Miller-Heidke joins us on the line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for that lovely intro.
Oh, well, deserved of royalty is what I'd say. Music royalty.
So you have just announced your new tour coming up. How exciting. First and foremost, what are you looking forward to the most out of this tour?
Connecting with audiences is something for me that just never gets old. Like, it's the closest thing to a spiritual experience. I love sitting in the audience too, don't get me wrong, but for me, I just feel at home on stage. We're going to have a bunch of new songs, which
I'm really looking forward to kind of road testing using the audience as guinea pigs for focus groups.
Sure.
But yeah, it's funny when you write a new song at home, you have an idea about it, but then when you play it live, it can totally transform and become something different. So I'm really looking forward to that. But also, we're playing beautiful theatres all around the country, some of my favourite rooms to play in, and I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, you are coming to Newcastle to the Civic Theatre in February. Have you ever been to Newey before, Kate?
Oh yeah, many times. In fact, I think I've played the Civic Theatre before. Definitely played Town Hall a few times.
Yeah.
Newcastle audiences are awesome. You know, they're one of the best.
Butter us up. God, you're good. You are a seasoned professional.
It's
true. Now, you mentioned there it can be quite a spiritual experience. Are you a bit spiritual yourself? You follow what's your star sign? What's your vibe?
No, I'm not. I'm just a total, like, down the line atheist. I don't want to disappoint anyone.
No.
But I'm rational. I do meditate, but you know, I keep it from a scientific perspective. But I suppose, like, as an atheist, I'm still alive to the possibility of, like, mystery and everything in the world that's unexplained.
Sure.
And I think that's why, like, I'm just perpetually fascinated by music, because it's like, why does music have this power over me? It's something that science can't quite explain, and it's really fascinating.
All right, so tell me all about your experience with The Voice. I want to know everything.
Oh, okay, all right.
From the very beginning, what's the canteen like? How has it been?
The catering was excellent, I must say.
Yes.
Look, it was a mind-blowing experience for me. I've never done anything like that before. I just, towards the end of last year, got a call out of the blue from some Channel 7 producers who, you know, wanted to talk to me about this. And it really came out of left field, and I was kind of shocked. But I didn't have to think about it for too long. I had to go to a couple of sort of quote-unquote auditions where we, like, sat in swivelly office chairs and, like, turned around and I listened to a bunch of singers and argued to get them on my team. And I just realised, you know, in those moments that how fun it was. Like, it's, you know, it's a game and it's super fun, but it's also at its heart really about the voice, and that's something I've been obsessed with my entire life, and I feel hopefully I know something about, having done this for 20 years.
Like, sure.
I felt like I was ready to kind of to mentor younger singers, and like I might have something useful to tell them. And so it was really intense. It was a challenge, but it was so much fun.
When you get in the spinny chairs, is it go like quite quick, and do you get any like motion sickness at all? Or?
Good question.
No, look, it doesn't go that quick. I wanted it to go quicker because I like the thrill.
Are you a bit of a speed demon? Do you have like a fast motorcycle or something?
I really like thrill rides. Like, I went to Movie World as my kid just a couple of weeks ago, and it's just the best day I've had for so long.
Love it.
So, maybe the chairs will malfunction one day and I'll have a good time.
Yeah, you should petition them to make it a bit faster, you know, zhuzh it up a bit. Give it the old Kate Miller-Heidke speed demon treatment.
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, good. That's the main thing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kate. Please catch Kate Miller-Heidke, the Telling Tales Tour. It's coming to Newcastle February 22nd at the wonderful Civic Theatre. And plus, tickets are on sale right now. Go and get them. Thanks for joining us, Kate.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
UFM. The Novos.
We are pretty much done for today.
Yes, but before we get out of here, we do have some housekeeping to do. First and foremost, we've got to award our $100 voucher to Endeavour Restaurant at East Maitland. This place is amazing. We're going to give that away to Michael in Wongee, who confessed to how his hobby got out of hand this morning.
That's right.
He spent like $300,000 on his man cave.
Yeah, and he even removed his swimming pool, much to his wife's disgust, just to increase the size of it.
You know what, Michael? Take your wife out for dinner.
She deserves it.
Yes.
Also, don't forget, New FM's Picker Box is still running all throughout this week. We're giving you the chance to enjoy some of the best experiences and attractions these school holidays.
Perfect.
Can be happening at any time throughout your day. Mm-hmm. Also with Joel for your Live and Local Drive Home as well.
So keep listening.
That's right. So many things to give away, including whale watching adventures with Nova Cruises, car passes to the Head and Greeter Drive-In, Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, and today we gave away a family pass to Revolution Sports Park Newcastle.
That looks like such a fun place.
It certainly does. That and so many more experiences for the school holidays are available with Ticket Box, a Picker Box. Make sure you keep listening. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Chat to you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.